them right there, but they said, you're already in, I haven't paid for you yet. I have no idea. Actually,
contestants ready to sign up for bull riding, team roping, barrel racing, and more filled the announcer's booth high above the Garfield County Fairgrounds Monday afternoon, with a line snaking out the door and down the stairs. Monday's rodeo was the first of a summer series organized by 18-year-old Rifle High School senior Tiana Davis.
You know, I live in Rifle, Colorado, and I've always had to travel to rodeos to compete during the summertime. And I never understood why. We have the county facility here in our backyard, and it's a great facility. And as part of that, we just wanted to put on an event here, and it was kind of my senior project.
Davis is known throughout the local rodeo circuit. She got her start when she was 5 and was a champion mutton buster at the 2004 National Western Stock Show in Denver. At age 13, she started riding steers and junior bulls. At 15, she won first place for steer riding at the Carbondale Wild West Rodeo. She's taken home 5 first place buckles for steer and junior bull riding at various rodeos and 11 buckles for other events. She's also represented Carbondale and Garfield County as rodeo royalty. Now, Davis has her sights set on putting together her own rodeo and has enlisted the aid of local sponsors, stock contractors, a professional announcer, vendors, and volunteers.
So the first thing I started with is kind of figuring out if this is something that we could do. So we saved the dates up here at the fairgrounds. Shortly after that, you know, I had figured out what we're going to do as far as our events, followed by just the production and getting our stock contractors and getting our contestants to sign up.
Sponsors include Garfield County, Williams Energy, Grand River Health, local banks, and others. The calves, bulls, sheep, and goats are all from local contractors. Tiana's sister Taylor is this year's rodeo queen. Bella Walpole from Silt is queen attendant. And Carbondale's Allie Johnson, age 13, is rifle rodeo princess. This is Johnson's first time as rodeo royalty.
It's an honor, and it's scary, but, like, I can say that I did it, and, like, this is, like, my whole life riding, and it's just exciting.
Monday's contestants came from as far away as Utah, Meeker, and Snowmass, including ranch bronc rider Shelby Kyle from Crawford, Colorado.
I started because some guy friends did it, and they dared me to do it, and now I got something to prove. First time I got bucked off, I was like so mad. I was like, okay, I want to re-ride. I want to do it again. Like, come on. And I'm just trying to like fight the mental battle, like to get on and be mad instead of get on and being scared. So
there's a difference.
Oh yeah. If I get on and I get scared, as soon as the horse bucks, like your instincts kick in and you're like, okay, get off. But if you get on and you're mad, you're like, okay, hold on. Like, this horse ain't going to be the winner tonight.
Now, some of you know this year we've had some unfortunate events. We've been forced to say goodbye to some people that we love very dearly. And we've had to come to a moment of thought about how those people have affected our lives. We lost a good friend and a good man. He was a man that you didn't have to know for very long or very well, as a matter of fact, just to know that he was a very good man.
Monday's rodeo was also a memorial for rifle cowboy Court Will. The grand entry honored Will, who died this spring, with a procession of riders around the arena, including a traditional riderless horse led by Will's widow. Tiana Davis says Will was a courageous man and a coach and mentor to many.
Yeah, he was definitely my best friend. More than a friend, he was like my brother.
Davis says about 200 contestants competed in Monday's rodeo, and close to 300 spectators cheered from the stands. Not bad for a first night. Rodeo judge and pickup man Orrin Moon says the more rodeos, the better.
There's a rodeo in Froude on Tuesday night. There's a rodeo here on Monday night. There's one in Carbondale on Thursday night. There's one in Snowmass on Wednesday night. There's another one in Meeker on Thursday night also. You know, I'm bringing these kids up, getting these kids to start competing. It's awesome.
About $2,000 was paid out to roping contestants this week, but Tiana Davis says next week's bull riders might have a shot at an $800 purse. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.